Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you are aware, very few people vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
The first one.
The first one. Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
Over 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The economy or the inflation or whatever you want to call it, that everything's way too high. I'm a retired person on a fixed income, and it's very hard to make ends meet.
But generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong track?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I've lived here 3 years. I'm telling you what doesn't work for me.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll move on. Now, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Or economic issues like taxes and government spending. Affordability issues like inflation, insurance costs, and housing costs. Or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as the DEI and transgender rights.
Do the one about Biden replaced with Trump, because if Trump gets back in, he should straighten the rest of the stuff out.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Anthony Sabatini.
I'm not familiar with the Florida people. I'm not familiar with them. I don't, on none of the questions, I'm not going to know any of them.
Well, we do have some recognizable. Maybe you will know some of them. But for the first one, you have never heard of him, or do you have no opinion of him?
I've never heard of him.
Thank you very much. The next one we have, Addie Owens.
Never heard of him.
Mike Levin.
Never heard of him.
David Jordan.
I have heard of him. I don't know whether to believe what I hear.
And for what you've heard, do you have a favorable opinion of him or unfavorable opinion of him?
I'm not going to say, because I really don't know whether it's even true.
So
I
how
don't
should
believe,
I?
I don't know how you should do it. I'm not the person that's making out this thing. I'm just telling you. Anybody that you mention, yes, I get all these things through the mail, these ads and brochures and things from the different people that are running. But what I do is when it's time to vote, I go to my pastor at my church, because he's lived here all of his life, and I get his input. He helps me.
Okay. But for David Jordan, how should I record your answer? No opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
He's okay.
And do you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of him?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Carrie Baker.
Never heard of him. No opinion.
Oh, no opinion?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
I'm pleased with him.
And
whatever
you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Mark Jordan.
No opinion.
Keith Farner.
No opinion.
And Nan Cobb.
No opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, Mike Levin, or Addie Owens?
Like I said, until I talked to my pastor, I wouldn't even know which one to choose.
Oh, okay. Or, how should I record your answer then?
I have no opinion. I don't know. I can't, if you can say no opinion, put no opinion. I don't know. I'm not going to make a choice. It gets time for the election.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time anyway. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay.